I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, everybody, it's Andy, and tonight's going to be great. I love it when Brooke Shields comes to the clubhouse. She's like a blooming onion. Like, it just, you know, you just pick away at her, and it's like, yeah, I dated Trump. What? I dated Michael Jackson. Huh? I knew this one. I knew that one. She's been everywhere. I love talking to her. She's like a pop culture encyclopedia, but it's all happened to her. Okay, should I keep describing Brooke Shields to you? I think you got it. She's on with Van Jones, who I love from CNN. He can also get it, I might add. I just stopped by his dressing room and sat with him while he devoured a hamburger. And I enjoyed watching him eat the hamburger as much as he enjoyed the hamburger itself. Sounds like it's going to be a great night. See you in the clubhouse. He's one of the smartest hosts on your TV tubes, and in Blue Lagoon, her hair was glued to her boobs. It's Watch What Happens Live with Brooke Shields and Van Jones now. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with two people who, fun fact, both have first names that are also nouns. I recently learned that she keeps her original Calvin Kleins in her basement, and I bet her downstairs would still look very good in them. Welcome back, Brooke Shields.
Great to see you.
And CNN hosts don't have taglines, but if they did, I think his would be, if I give you the keys, will you get into the van? It's the host of the Van Jones Show, Van Jones! Van Jones, you're welcome. I just gave you your housewife's tagline.
Hey, listen, there it is. Thank you, sir.
Yes, you're very welcome. Have the two of you ever met?
No!
Okay, well, this is very exciting.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's super cute. Yeah.
Well,
over at the bar, he's been on hilarious shows like Difficult People, Broad City, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and Law & Order Criminal Intent. It is actor slash comedian Jeff Hiller. Hey, great to see you, Jeff. Nice, I like it. Are you spinning?
Oh, I was trying to be a bartender.
Oh, okay, yeah. Of course, I'm such a moron, I thought he was DJing, yeah. Okay, let's get started. You know, Brooke, last time you were here, you dropped quite a bomb. You revealed that our president, Donald Trump, tried to convince you to date him after his divorce from Marla Maples. It made huge news. It was like
everywhere.
It
only made huge news after this show.
Yes.
It did not make huge news then.
At the time, no,
it didn't. At the time, nobody cared.
Well, we have a poll question for you at home. Did Brooke make a mistake turning Trump down?
Whoa.
Yes or no? That's what we want to know.
Of course, first lady.
Everything worked out well for both of them. But, you know, we are curious to see where you will go.
Hell no.
And it looks like looks like that's, okay, we're in the 80s. Not bad. Okay, you did not make a mistake.
Brooke,
just in case you were having second thoughts. I know you have questions for Brooke Shields and Van Jones, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, my friend and my most trusted news person, Anderson Cooper, has said that his CNN colleague, my guest Van Jones, is, quote, incredibly thoughtful. Well, I'm usually not. So here's what. It's time for you to give me Van. Van, I have a lightning round of questions about things I should know about.
Just breathe,
and please tell me what's going on, okay? What did you think of the listening session that Trump held today on gun violence?
You know, actually, I'm glad that he did it.
Yeah.
It's one of the few times I've actually seen him look like he might, you know, kind of care about somebody else. His last name is not Trump. And that's
yes.
Good.
Okay, good. He angrily tweeted at Jay-Z after comments that Jay-Z made on your show. What are your thoughts on his Twitter rants? But more importantly, can you ever win a Twitter fight with Jay-Z? Like, are you going to win?
Well, first of all, I wanted to pay him because he, you know, tweeted about my show, the debut episode. I was like, thank you, God. Like,
right, he gave you such good promotion. It's true, it's how I found out about your show.
Exactly.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. So listen, it's unfortunate that he, thinks that he's going to tweet his way to greatness. I will say this. When he tweeted about the show, that was a big deal. The bigger deal, Oprah tweeted about this show, and she liked it. So,
how do you feel about White House cast-off Omarosa spilling political tea on Celebrity Big Brother? She said Mike Pence thinks Jesus tells him to do things.
He may. All I know is Omarosa. I don't know. Omarosa went from one really bad reality television show to another one.
That's me. Big Brother is not horrible. If you could ask Trump one question, knowing he had to answer it with 100% honesty, what would you ask him?
That's a tough question. Did you really want to be president? That would be my question.
That's a good question.
I think it was a joke.
Last time you were here, you wanted Oprah to run against Trump because it takes a superstar to beat a superstar. He tweeted he hopes she runs so that she can be exposed and defeated. What is your opinion now?
Look, I think that if she ran, she'd beat him. I think.
Really?
I really do. And I'll tell you why. Because there's something happening right now. The women deserve a rematch with Donald Trump.
Right.
It's just something happening in the world right now. And I think a strong woman going up against him now, a lot of people took it as a joke. They didn't vote. They didn't work hard. This time, every single person who didn't work hard last time will work their butts off, especially for a woman.
Okay, go to WWHL.TV now. Should Oprah run for president? We want to know from you what you think. Brooke Shields, what do you think?
You're not convinced.
Here's the thing. I think it would be great. I don't think she wants to, per se. I think that's a problem. I'm not sure that, like you said, Donald thought it would actually be a reality.
Right.
But I don't. I think she stands for a lot that we would like as a voice in some senses, but I don't think she wants it. I think her life is fine right
yes.
now.
Yes. Your answer on that is no. You guys say she should not. Second, Brooke's been famous since she was a baby and has hung out with everyone in the business, including Andy Warhol at Studio 54. You know I'm obsessed with your life. Here's what. Brooke, we're going to play.
I don't think I have anything left.
I know. We're going to try. We're going to play Babbling Brooke. I'm going to remind you of some pairs of people and things you've done, okay? And I'm just going to give you questions. Which feature was more important to you, your eyebrows or your hair?
My eyebrows.
Okay, really? Which show was better, Suddenly Susan or Lipstick Jungle?
Oh, that's hard. According to me?
Yes.
Lipstick Jungle.
Of the two exes, who was hotter in their prime, Dean Cain or Liam Neeson?
In prime?
Yes.
Dean,
okay.
I got Liam past prime.
Right, I will remind viewers.
I will remind viewers at home that Brooke lost her virginity to Dean Cain, which
so
we,
I hold yes. Special.
Confirm or deny, you dated Scott Baio.
Did not date him.
You did not?
Went to a prom-like event with him, but I can't consider that dating.
Did you?
He got me a corsage.
Oh,
I don't know
that's
what that
cute.
Means.
Did he give you anything?
No,
else?
I got me. Okay. I got nothing. Right. But I gave him nothing.
Who did you think you had the better chance with at the time? Because you dated both of these guys, George Michael or Michael Jackson?
Unfortunately, I thought it was George Michael.
You did.
I thought he.
Thank
loved,
you very much.
I thought he loved
okay,
me.
This is the perfect segue. Go to WWHL-TV now. Tell us how good is Brooke's gaydar on a scale of 1 to 10? Okay, she thought she had a chance with George Michael. Kyle, we're giving you work to do tonight. Okay. Oh, she's saying.
I respected my virginity.
Yes.
That means love.
Or
in
it's
my
a
day.
Seven. You guys give her a seven. That's very kind of you. Okay, and okay, six. Now it's down to six.
It's falling.
Finally, Van Jones isn't just a sharp commentator, he's also a Yale-educated lawyer, spends his free time helping his fellow man while being attractive. So excuse us for being a bit obsessed. Here's what, Van, I need to get to know you better. Here we go. What is your most irrational pet peeve?
I hate acronyms and abbreviations with a passion.
Wow.
I do.
Do you, boxers, briefs, or commando?
Boxers.
What actress or celebrity gave you your first boner growing up?
Brooke Shields.
Please,
God. Wow. What is your favorite body part on yourself?
Mommy loves daddy.
My hands.
Your hands. What is the one thing that an attractive woman could say or do to make you instantly turned off?
Make America great again.
Oh.
Good answer.
What is the last thing that made you cry?
The CNN town hall that we just did with
it was unbelievable. We were watching as we rehearsed.
Yeah, the kids who survived the massacre.
What song always gets you in the mood?
The mood for what?
For love.
I don't need no songs for that.
Thank you very much, Van Jones. Oh my God, that's amazing. Jane
He's
H.
now your favorite guest, right? I used to be, now it's him. Whatever.
Brooke, Jane H. said, you have such legendary hair. If you could steal another celebrity's hair for one day, whose would it be? Did you ever covet, as you were coming up as a model, another feature of someone else?
I probably coveted every other feature. Like,
really?
I was always eyebrows and hair, but they never talked about the rest of me.
Oh.
You know, it's funny. Like, Rene Russo's legs.
Uh-huh.
She looked like a filly.
Right, yes.
Here's what I'm trying to tell my girls. Don't covet anybody else's features. Learn to covet your own.
Oh, I love it. Diana Ross came on during the break, and you kind of lit up, and you go, oh, did you have a friendship with her? Because she sang the theme
song. Well, so here's the onion. I was supposed to sing the song.
You were supposed to sing Endless Love?
And then this
love?
Little person called Diana somebody came
right?
and decided she was going to sing it with Lionel. And, they wanted me and Lionel to sing the song originally. And I was like, me, I'll do it. And then here comes Diana, and I was like, ruh, ruh.
Well, oh, my, I had no idea. Wow, with all due to you,
yeah,
I'm glad all, it
with
didn't happen.
Me
yes.
too.
Yeah.
I'm glad it didn't happen.
Danica T wants to know, who would your next Democratic pick be to run for president?
Oh, well, I mean, I like right now Tulsi Gabbard.
Who is that?
See? She's a Hawaiian veteran. She's like 37 or something like that. She's in Congress out of Hawaii. Uh-huh. And she's just brilliant and independent. She's beautiful.
Wow.
She's like an action hero. She could have done the Wonder Woman stuff like with no stunt double. She should be president.
Wow.
Wow.
Very good. I love it. Jill S. texted, Brooke, do you have any relationship with Paris Jackson? Do you know her?
So I recently met Paris at the Calvin Klein show. We were both reworking with Calvin Klein.
Uh-huh.
And she turned to me and she said, so you're my dad's friend.
Oh.
And I was so, because I'd only seen her when she was a baby and she didn't remember me.
Yeah.
And so I said, yes, I am. And then I waited a while and I looked at her and I said, I really miss your dad. Oh. And she looked at me and she held me and she goes, me too. And it was just a pure moment. And then we just had a, now we have a, our own kind of communication wow. together. But she was a baby at the, I mean, she was young at the funeral.
By the way, do you remember your last interaction with him?
With him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he sent me a beautiful, beautiful floral arrangement when my dad died.
Wow.
I still have the vase.
Oh. Let's go to Dina from California. Hey, Dina, what's your question?
My question is for Brooke. Okay. I was wondering, have your daughters seen the movie Pretty Baby? And if so, what do they think of it?
They have not seen it. They also haven't seen Blue Lagoon or Endless Love. I'm hard pressed to get them to watch Suddenly Susan. They don't want. They don't want anything to do with their mother.
How old are they?
They're 11 and asshole. Oh wait. Oh God. Sorry. My bad. My 14-year-old is 14.
Right, yes.
Her life's hard.
That's amazing.
Oh my God. I'm in so much trouble.
So
I don't really think that about you, my love. I love you. You just make me crazy.
Courtney H. texted, Van, who would you say is the biggest liar in Washington, D.C.?
The biggest liar?
Yeah.
He's orange. I mean, that's such an easy...
Ain't it a shame?
So easy.
Van, Maya B. texted, what is your favorite memory of your time with Prince?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
You know, so many, but I think he cared about people when they were down.
Uh-huh.
He was the worst best friend you could have. When things went well for you, he wouldn't call. There's no congratulations. When things went bad, he was right there.
Wow.
And so for me, my best memories of him are like some of my worst times in life.
Right.
He just showed up like Batman. You just look up and he's there.
Wow.
And I love him and I miss him.
Wow, that's amazing. Brooke, Taryn M wants to know your favorite on-screen kiss and your least favorite.
Everybody just stop breathing. Everybody was like...
all right, so it's going to shock everybody.
Okay.
So Scott Bakula was a really good kisser.
Wow.
On Quantum Leap.
Okay.
And I think least favorite would probably be just because it was the most tumultuous in my life. And it was with your beautiful Keith Carradine because I was 11.
Right, yes. Well, that makes sense.
And he was like, you know what he said to me? I don't know if I told you this, but he said, you know, it doesn't count. And it was so sweet.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Because he told an 11-year-old, like, he had to kiss me. And
right.
And Louis Malle kept going, "Cop, can you stop doing that with your face?" Because I was like this.
Oh.
And so it was sweet. He looked at me and he goes, "You know, it doesn't count." Because he knew I didn't have my first kiss.
Oh.
So it wasn't my worst. He did
right.
lip-wise.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Yes.
It wasn't my worst kiss.
Wow.
But it was the most traumatic, but he was very kind.
That's amazing.
And
you should make her your co-host.
This oh, no, just you. No, she's amazing
here.
Every time. She's been on eight times.
I told him I wouldn't have anything for her tonight.
Let's go to Jay from West Virginia. Hey, Jay, what's your question?
Andy, home of Waka, right here in West Virginia.
That's right.
We love you. Hi, we love you and Anderson here in Charleston. Brookfield, you look as beautiful as you did in Blue Lagoon. My question is for Van.
Okay.
Did you think we would be better?
Well played. Well played.
Yes.
Well played.
What's your question?
Do you think we would be better or worse if there was an impeachment?
Better or worse? Well, listen, if we had an impeachment, then that would be I think that would be a good thing because you get a chance to get all the stuff out there or whatever. But I just think the Democrats are waiting for the tooth fairy.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. We're like waiting for the tooth fairy to save us. Here, if you want to have a government that you like, you have to do the work to elect people that you want.
Right.
And what happened to us is that we worked hard in 2008, worked hard in 2012, and just were offended 2016, but didn't do the work.
Yes.
So never, ever take your foot off the gas, and we'll never have this happen again.
Hey, Jeff, you have a question for Brooke. I know you're a huge Brooke fan. You've read all of her books.
I do, yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, first of all, I love your flat iron hair. How's your gator now?
Thank you. It's all good. I think you're really straight.
So you were in Pretty Baby with Susan Sarandon.
Yes.
And it was a rough go.
It was, you know what, she was a thespian and I wasn't. And she had the attention of the director and I didn't.
She was having an affair.
You know what, I wasn't in the room. But no, you know what, here's the thing. I got to play her daughter again in King and the Gypsies. And the thing is, she kept getting younger and I kept getting older. And I didn't know how that happened. So now I'm like, wait a minute, you can't play my mother. We were in the same show, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. We were in Ellie Wentworth's Nightcap.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I was on that show, too.
I know.
Where? Played myself.
Thought I'd...
Julie S. texted, Van, when was the last time you spoke to Obama?
I spoke to Obama... like a month before he left the White House. I haven't talked to him since. He's out there with Richard Branson surfing and stuff.
Yeah.
So I haven't talked to him since.
Isn't it nice to just be able to say that?
I spoke to Obama. Shelly S. wants to know, who's your favorite Republican, Van?
Essie Cupp.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah.
She's been a guest on the show.
Yes.
It's time for my mazel of the day. This has once again been an incredibly tough week following the school shooting in Parkland, Florida. My mazel goes to the incredible young activists from Parkland and everywhere. These young people have channeled their grief into organizing. They've found their voices by demanding change. I stand with you. And if you at home would like to stand with our brave youth who just want to go to school in a much safer world, visit marchforourlives.com. And if you get a chance, check out the town hall that aired on CNN tonight. Unbelievable stuff. Really amazing. I want to thank Brooke Shields, Van Jones, and Jeff Miller. Hey, everybody, it's Andy. It's the After Show with Brooke Shields. She's on Adult Swim's Mr. Pickles. And you can get Brooke Shields Timeless launching March 14th on QVC. And is that a... God, I wish
this
you would have known.
It.
That's amazing.
Tune in. I'm going to sell the
you-know-what
out
so
of it.
You are so rich. It's unbelievable.
No, not yet.
Van Jones
not yet.
Show,
only if people buy
on,
it.
Airs every Saturday night on CNN next Saturday. It's got Steph Curry. Jeff, you can see Jeff Miller, very funny, off-Broadway in bright colors and bold patterns at the Soho Playhouse through March 11th. We got some calls on the line, and I want to take them. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Mary Rose from Boston, Massachusetts.
Hi, Mary Rose.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Laura.
Are you a nun?
No. Unfortunately, I'm the complete opposite.
Oh, well. Then let's party. What's your question?
My question is for Brooke.
Okay.
What did you think of the Kardashian Calvin Klein ad?
So here's the funny thing. So it's the ad came up on the corner of exactly where my line is being produced for QVC. KBL is my production. And it was funny because I went there, and by the way, I'm on the same label as they are. I just didn't get to fall asleep on a quilt. Saying. You know what? I don't know what to say. I'm kind of at a loss. Like, I was a part of a time when I was probably really lucky to be there than when I was. Like, it was, I think we kind of started something.
This is the first time you sound like you're full of crap.
Van Jones, the messy truth.
I saw it, I was like, oh, oh, is that why I wasn't in the underwear? Okay, I was supposed to be doing the underwear shot, and then I turn around the corner, and
there's another.
Hold on, were you supposed to be in that ad?
I was.
Wait, you were supposed to be in that ad? You were supposed to do an ad for Calvin Klein?
I was getting ready to be. I was starving myself, not really, because you don't want to do that.
Right, yeah,
all healthy,
all healthy.
All be healthy. I was getting ready to do the underwear ad, and then I literally drove down. I wasn't driving, I was in a cab. And I saw the underwear, and I was like, oh, I guess I'm not in this part of the ad.
Oh.
So, listen, I think they all look great, and it's just, it's an interesting...
Yeah, they're just taking work from you, Kris Jenner.
No.
They're just stealing your work.
She's a good mom. I don't know.
Kris Jenner versus Terry Shields. Debate. Contrast.
Here's the thing. The two of them actually liked each other, and they could both beat the shit out of each other.
Really? Oh, did they know each other?
They did know each other. Wow. That's why, and Kris Jenner liked my mom, and my mom was like, she's good. I like her.
Wow.
And, you know, you've got Newark, and they were like two broads.
Wow.
One's still alive. Mine's not, but that's okay.
All right.
Whatever. Sorry. No, not sad.
Yes.
Okay.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
I'm trying.
Hey, y'all. My name is Aaliyah Doming. I'm from Louisiana, and my question is for Van.
Okay.
Hey, Van, I watched the very first episode of the show with Jay-Z. I wanted to know, what was your favorite behind-the-scenes moment you shared with Jay-Z?
Favorite behind-the-scenes moment? Well, I went to greet him backstage, so he's, you know, he's back there. He's got his whole entourage or whatever. And he says, where's my new watch? And one of his people was like, seriously, produces like a watch that costs more than my home county.
Right.
And he puts it on, he looks at it, he goes, all right, let's take the pictures. But it was like, I was like, this is what it's like to be a billionaire.
Yes.
Like, not only do you have a watch that costs more than most people's states, you have someone to carry the watch.
Yes.
And to produce it on command with the watch.
That was like a
Jay-Z moment.
That's amazing.
God. Yeah.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
This is Diana. I'm calling from Green, Ohio.
Hey, Diana, what's your question?
My question is for Brooke. I just want to say she looks so amazing, and I just want to know, what does she do to stay fit? What is her workout routine?
Thank you very much. I do work out a lot.
I do. How many days of work a week?
It's like, you know, like 4 days.
Uh-huh.
But I'm 52. Like, you have to work at it, you know?
Yeah.
But I've also worked out since I was a kid.
Yeah.
But you can't just pretend to work out. You have to really work out. But you know what?
Where do you work out?
I box.
You box.
And I'm a boxing gym.
Yeah.
But I box with, like, I mean, I'm not actually boxing because I just do the workout for the boxing.
I get it.
But these guys are the real deal. Like, this is their Ivy League. Like, it's just, it's no frills. But you just have to do the work. Like, you know, I know it sounds silly, but thank you for your compliment. But also, I just have to...
Amber from DC wants to know what your skincare secret is.
I love vitamin C, the one from Drunk Elephant. I love Sturm. There's a hydro with a, I don't know, good hydraulic, I don't know what you call it. I drink a lot of water. Mm.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Paige. And I'm from Kansas.
Excellent. What's your question, Paige?
My question is for Van. I'm a huge fan of Van Jones, enormous fan.
Yeah.
I wanted to know if he watched the town hall with Mark Rubio and the high school kids today this evening, and what his impressions were about it, because I think it's just more Republicans blowing smoke up our ass, and what do we expect with the lousy president we have?
What was your impression? Do you think something's going to change? Is this going to be the thing?
Let me say a couple things. First of all, we live in a country now. Those young people are so impressive. They are so articulate. They are so committed. The children are acting like adults, and the adults have been acting like children. That's what's going on in our country. And so I see something happening I haven't seen before. Marco Rubio, whatever you think of him, backpedaled on policy today. He said he's willing to consider changing the magazine sizes.
Uh-huh.
That is completely different than where he was a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think the NRA is in danger of becoming, you know, a very, very tarnished organization if they don't change their stranglehold on our government. And if these young people just keep doing what they're doing right now, we're going to have a better country. So I think it's sometimes breakdowns can lead to breakthroughs.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's happening right now.
I agree. It certainly gives you hope for the future, yeah. By the way, that these kids are so engaged right now. I mean, it's inspiring. Back to the phones. Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Nancy, and I'm from New City, New York.
Hey, Nancy, what's your question?
My question is for Brooke. Brooke, my dad was delighted when he saw his name in print in your book. My dad, Dick, was your chauffeur for many years.
Dick Root?
And he was... Yes.
Oh. Wow.
Okay.
And he talks about you all the time. I recorded the Watch What Happened Live that you were on, and he's so proud of what a wonderful and accomplished woman you've become and how you've traversed all your difficulties and challenges and successes in your life. And so my question is, as my dad has so many stories about you, I'm wondering if you have any good memories of being with my dad, who just celebrated his 84th birthday.
That's so
sweet. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, so much is happening tonight that you have touched upon, and it's big, and then what you're talking about is also very personal. So I guess the resonance is similar. He always had my back. Mm-hmm. Your dad always took care of me. He navigated my mom. Oh, my God. It was through the end of high school and through college.
Wow.
And Dick de Kroot, that's how you say his name. He is and was a loyal person and really lovely to my mother and took care of me. And I just my memory of him is of a loyal person, beautiful friend, and someone that I've been curious about where he has gone, and I'm glad to reconnect.
That's so nice. That's so nice. What a great way to end it.
Wow,
that's exciting. I want to thank Brooke Shields and Van Jones. Unbelievable. Very cool. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Jeff Hiller, thank you very much, too. We'll see you next time, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
to deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.